Hey everyone.
Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for March 23rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today, honestly, today's news has a theme that's hard to miss.
Yeah, let me guess. AI is leaving the cloud? Because when I saw the top stories this morning, the through line was basically screaming at me.
Exactly right. So let's get into the big story. Flashmo dropped on GitHub and blew up on Hacker News. Over 200 points of discussion. It's a technique that lets you run a 397 billion parameter mixture of experts model on consumer hardware. On a laptop.
Okay, and to be clear, this isn't some heavily quantized, stripped-down version of a model. The trick is sparse activation. It only loads the expert slices you actually need for each token, so the memory footprint stays within laptop-class VRAM. That's a genuinely clever approach.
Right, and what's wild is this isn't happening in isolation. The same week, TinyGrad's TidyBox hit over 400 points on Hacker News. They're shipping actual dedicated hardware for offline inference, handling 120 billion parameters. And then there's Project Nomad building offline-first knowledge systems. It's all converging.
So if you're a builder, the takeaway is pretty immediate. You can now prototype against near-frontier-class models locally before you decide what actually needs cloud scale. Your cost calculus for inference just fundamentally changed.
And think about the use cases. On-device assistance. Offline-capable tools. Anything privacy-sensitive. You're no longer choosing between capability and latency. If your architecture assumes every inference call hits an API, start abstracting that layer now.
Absolutely. Treat local inference as a first-class deployment target, not a nice-to-have. The builders who do that are going to own the next wave in privacy-sensitive and cost-constrained markets.
All right, staying in AI and models. LightRag just got accepted at EMNLP 2025, and it's been racking up over 2,000 engagement across its repos. It's a graph-enhanced RAG framework that's genuinely simpler to deploy than most of the alternatives out there.
That's interesting because I've seen so many teams still hand-rolling their retrieval pipelines, and it's painful. There's even a Chinese financial trading agent fork of LightRag, which tells you it's production-ready for domain-specific stuff, worth benchmarking if you're doing RAG at all.
Also worth flagging, there's a new structured course for building production-grade agentic RAG systems across Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, and Cursor. If you've been past the demo stage and hitting real issues with agent memory and security boundaries, link in the briefing for that one.
Oh, that's the kind of reference material that's been missing. Everyone knows how to build a demo agent. It's the production hardening that kills you.
Switching to DevTools, Television, a Rust-based terminal fuzzy finder, pulled over 1,100 engagement this week. That tells you how much developers care about speed in their daily workflow.
I mean, if SCF feels slow to you in large repos, that's saying something. Television has this extensible channel-based filtering model that looks really nice. Definitely grabbing that one.
And here's one I found fascinating. Bram Cohen, the creator of BitTorrent, outlined his vision for next-gen version control called Manana. The core idea is handling AI-generated code better than Git does.
Okay, that's a conversation I've been waiting for someone credible to start, because if you've worked with AI coding agents on any real code base, you know Git's merge model is going to break under that pressure. Multiple agents generating code in parallel, massive diffs. It's a real problem.
Also, quick shout out to OpenWork. It's an open source, self-hostable alternative to Claude's co-work collaboration features, built on open code. If you don't want to lock your team's workflow into Anthropic's platform, that's your starting point. All right, security. And this one's urgent. The Trivy container security scanner had its supply chain briefly compromised. If Trivy is in your CI/CD pipeline, and it's in a lot of them, you need to review the advisory and pin to verified versions immediately.
This is the recurring nightmare, right? The security tooling itself becomes the high-value target. It's like, who watches the watchers? If you're running Trivy in CI, stop what you're doing and check this. Link in the briefing.
Also, on the infrastructure side, Cloudflare's family-safe DNS is now blocking archive.today, flagging it as botnet command and control. If you rely on archive.today for link preservation in your docs or products, check whether your users are on filtered DNS resolvers.
That's a weird one. Archive.today is a legitimate archival service, so that flag feels aggressive. Definitely something to monitor if you're in that workflow.
New launches, TuScut is a browser-based video editor hitting near-native performance using WebGPU and WASM. This is a real proof point that complex creative tools no longer need desktop apps.
WebGPU plus WASM is just quietly becoming the stack for serious browser applications. If you're building any kind of media processing features, this tells you the platform is mature enough for production now.
Quick hits to round us out. There's a great practical primer on Bayesian statistics for data scientists, a walkthrough of submitting your first Linux kernel patch, and a spicy 68-comment debate about why currying might be overrated. Links for all of those in the briefing.
A currying debate? I can already feel the functional programming people warming up their keyboards. Also, the one about common system architecture diagram mistakes is genuinely useful if you're doing any design docs.
So here's the big takeaway for today. Serious AI inference is leaving the cloud. Flash MLE on a laptop, tiny box shipping hardware, Project Nomad going offline first. The stack for AI products that work without an internet connection is materializing right now.
And the action item is clear. Abstract your inference layer so you can swap between cloud and local without rewriting your app. Whether it's privacy, latency, or cost driving the decision, you want that flexibility baked in from the start.
That's the briefing for March 23rd. If you're building AI-powered anything, the next 6 months are going to reward people who treat local inference as a real deployment target. We'll see you tomorrow. Go build something great.
See you tomorrow, folks. And seriously, go check your Trivy versions.